Hello, I'm Noel Davidson, a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house throughout the world. Yesterday, I posted on Facebook about things of the Depression, which I was born in 1932. And I believe it's right that I speak more openly and more boldly about the 30s. I was a young boy, of course, during the 30s, but always had a keen intellect and a good memory. And I always liked to hear what the adults had to say. I was not impressed with my own opinions, but I wanted to hear what an adult had to say, someone with some experience. I believe that was the wisdom of God in me, that God placed in me, even when I was ordained as a prophet, before I came forth from my mother's womb, prophet to the world. So I'm going to talk about the Depression, living in Southwest Missouri, Jasper County, during those years. I hear today frequent references to what we've been going through as bad or worse than the Great Depression. People that say that don't know anything. They were not there, and they have no reference to it. So don't kid yourself, folks. What we're going through now is minimal compared to what you're going to go through in the days ahead. In the days ahead. We lived on a farm. It happened to be a farm that was leased when I was born. It was a leased property. But it was on a 40-acre property that my great-grandfather, James Madison Davidson, and his family came from Illinois in 1870, I believe it was, and they purchased that land, set up farms. And James Madison had 240 acres, and his older children each had 40, with the exception of one, I think, owned 80 acres. So they were landowners, they were fruit growers, they were cattle people, horsemen, contractors, road builders, the carpenters, all kinds of work with their hands, and I must say, they were good thinkers. In 1919, one of the daughters of my grandfather, Luther Davidson, was born again. Her and her husband, and worked at the Door of Hope Orphanage in Independence, Kansas, for a period of time, a short period actually. But in 1924, I believe they returned to that orphanage and became managers, overseers, directors, whatever they were called. And the Davidsons, being road contractors, skilled people with their hands, in construction, all kinds of contracting, moving heavy equipment, houses, what have you. They did well. But 1932, when I was born, things had really tightened down. President Hoover was the president, and that year, Roosevelt was elected president of the United States and came into office in January of 1933. I had an older sister born in 29. Mother and dad were married in 1928. Not difficult times did not exist when they got married. But they soon got worse. They soon developed. They went through some tough times. All of them in that area did. All in the United States went through tough times. My family were all born again in the 20s, from 1919 to 1924. They all got saved. They all started going to church, talking about the Davidsons. They were Northern Methodists and not born again, like many Methodists today, have never been saved, never been born again. It's all works, all do good, and believe that they'll be accepted in heaven. Jesus said to Nicodemus in the third chapter of the book of John, you must be born again. You must be born again. Nicodemus asked a silly question, but flesh is silly. It is silly. You can read that third chapter yourself of the book of John. The Davidsons had some faith. My grandfather, Luther Albert Davidson, went to heaven in 1946. He had some faith. But my dad had some faith. He was healed when he was 17 years of age. He had a heart after God. Not totally, but as total as he knew. He gave a lot to the Lord of his heart. He always thought of the poor. He always considered the poor, and he always gave to God. He would give money to God. He'd give it to preachers. Believe me, he was giving to God. That was his heart. That was his faith. And certainly, God honored. But back to the 1930, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, things looked bad. Although we never experienced any of this, we would see newspaper pictures of people in soup lines. That was amazing. We did not live in an area where there were soup lines. If they had soup lines in Springfield and Joplin, I do not recall that. Kansas City, St. Louis, definitely. Amazing. Government came in to their commodity program and helped many, gave them food. They provided blankets for the cold weather. They provided jobs on the public works or through the Public Works Administration. I believe that was what it was called. Public Works, PWA, Administration. They, unfortunately, they had corrupt people. Men are inherently corrupt. Their hearts are deceitful, desperately wicked. And I saw as a young boy, if you will vote for me, I'll get you a job. I couldn't believe that. I remember that my dad was in a grocery store one time. And the man owning the grocery store said to Dad, if you will vote for me, I'll get you a job so you can feed your children. And Dad said, I don't need your job. I don't need your job to feed my children. I believe God. I frankly was offended myself that my dad was that bold. Being a man of faith was not easy in those days, and it's not easy today. Not easy today, because the human race, according to God, and I believe God, has a deceitful heart and a desperately wicked heart. And the rich oppressed the poor in the days of Jesus, and the rich oppressed the poor in the 1930s, and the rich oppresses the poor today. That's the way it is. But those that trust in the Lord, believe Jesus, believe the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, they're fine. They'll be fine. God will take care of them, always, as he did the Davidsons in the 1930s. I saw the Davidsons were contractors, and my grandfather would get jobs, construction, some type of jobs, road work, building, moving, what have you, and he'd get his sons and son-in-laws to help him. They always had enough. We never were hungry. We were never cold. We were never destitute. Not at all. No. But we'll never, well, I won't forget those days. All of my ancestors, the Davidsons, but one that, or maybe two, that remember any of that are still alive. But I am, and they are. And I thank God for those days. In 1941, I said this yesterday, my dad, I know, it was a going wage, would work for $1 a day. And with his horses, he'd make $1 and a half a day. Now, when he worked with his dad in contracting, so forth, then they made much more than that. And that would tide us over for a month or so or two. But then jobs, the major jobs would go away and the Davidsons would work. And it didn't bother them to work. And they'd work for a dollar a day like everyone else. What I saw really was amazing. Men and women, for men especially, would vote for certain people and get a job. The Davidsons were not that way. They get some kind of a public works job. The Davidsons were not that kind. They believed God. They absolutely believed God. And you know, I thank God for them, what they did. In 1941, Camp Crowder, Neosho, Missouri, Newton County, started building. And when it did, that section of the country began to prosper based on on previous years. My dad went to work as a carpenter at Fort Crowder for $1.50 an hour, $12 a day. He had to join a union. And I recall how the Davisons discussed whether they would thought it was the will of God to join a union. They thought, why would you trust in man? Why don't we trust in God? But they finally thought it was right. They joined a union. I've never belonged to a union myself. And if you have, praise God. But I'll tell you this, unions will never save you. Only Jesus Christ, who was raised from the dead, can save you. Amen. Save you from all kinds of problems. Through the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. The war brought an end to the Depression. Not the government. The war. There were all kinds of construction jobs. All kinds of automobile workers making equipment for the military. Look it up. See for yourself. Now, the government, through jobs, provided money, but it was the war, that brought forth the jobs. The war, and you know what? The war has never ceased to produce jobs in our country. Never. The days are here, folks, and they're not pretty. America is under the judgment of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They have rejected it. And that word Jesus said in John 12, if you reject it, then you will be judged by that word in the last days. That's what's taking place in America and throughout the world today. You're going to see things you wish you'd never heard of. Men's hearts will faint because of what they see taking place in our country and throughout the world. I thank God for every man and every woman that will turn to Jesus Christ and through the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, which is able to save you from all things that come upon the earth. God's people, by believing the gospel, not believing in God, believing the gospel. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation for everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. I think I've said enough about the Depression and about what's coming upon the earth, and I want to encourage you. Humble yourself and believe that Jesus Christ died, was buried, rose again the third day. Get your Psalms out. Read them daily. Read all you can. Read the New Testament. Read all you can. Believe on Jesus. Learn how to follow him. My sheep hear his voice, saith the Lord. John chapter 10, at a stranger they will not follow, but they will follow Jesus of Nazareth. I believe that's all that I want to say. Love y'all. God bless you. This is Doyle Davidson speaking from his office in Plano, Texas. Good day.